It has been a year since same-sex couples could get married legally in Washington state. Now same-sex marriages account for 17% of all marriages here. For State Representative Jamie Peterson, working to pass this legislation was personal as well as political. He married his partner of 11 years this past summer. The road to same-sex marriage was not easy. Even after both houses of the legislature passed the law, opponents forced a voters' referendum, and that postponed the law for another 8 months. Peterson described the wait for me.
Well, it was a time of intense focus, I think, for a lot of people in our community as we banded together to tell our stories and convince the vast majority of people who are not gay or lesbian that there was nothing to fear for them, and in fact, there was a lot to gain for them by extending a basic civil right to historically persecuted minorities in the state.
You have four young kids. How did that play into your own situation and the sense of urgency?
Well, at the time, we had three-year-olds and a five-year-old, and I think I had a lot of interest in having them as they became conscious of family structure and of the way that their government related to them, not experience discrimination against our family. It was really important both to Eric, my now husband, and I, that we would be able to tell them that our family is treated the same as any other family in the state.
How long were you and Eric together before you married?
11 years, actually. We got married this year on the 9th anniversary of our original wedding at our church.
What was that wedding like?
You know, it was just an incredibly joyful moment. We had a lot of family and friends who had come in from around the country to be with us, and a lot of people who had been instrumental in the fight for marriage equality here in Washington state. Originally, Eric and I wanted to have just a civil ceremony with a judge, have it be very simple. But as we thought about it, there were really three reasons that I think led us to go back to doing another big church wedding. One was the opportunity to have our kids be a part of the ceremony because our family had really fundamentally changed in that time period. The second was that during the years between when we had originally got married and when we were getting married now, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, which is our national church, the voters of the state of Washington, and as it turns out, the United States Supreme Court, had all weighed in saying that the marriages of same-sex couples should be celebrated and respected. Third, it was really just a chance to get together and celebrate what was a remarkable amount of progress in what, in historical terms, is a pretty short period of time.
How many of your friends in same-sex relationships got married this past year?
We referred to 2013 jokingly as the summer of love because we actually went to seven other weddings other than our own. And happily, we didn't have any conflicts in those dates. Almost every Saturday during the summer, we were at another wedding. And anecdotally, I know from the men's chorus, in which I've sung for many years, and the women's chorus, as well as just friends more generally, there are a lot of people who either have gotten married or are planning to in the next few months before the automatic conversion goes into effect next year.
So what is the automatic conversion?
The original domestic partner registry allowed all same-sex couples to register as domestic partners, but only senior citizen heterosexual couples to register. And so as one of the hardest challenges that we had in drafting the marriage law was to figure out what to do with domestic partnerships. In the end, we concluded that all seniors, regardless of their sexual orientation, should be able to register as domestic partners. But going forward, no same-sex couples could, unless they were also seniors, could register as domestic partners. And not only that, we reached backward and said that those who were registered as domestic partners, of course, could get married at any moment, but if they hadn't chosen to get married or to dissolve their relationship by June 30th, 2014, then their domestic partnership would be automatically converted into a marriage.
Is there anything else that needs to be done to promote marriage equality here?
The combination of the Windsor decision from the U.S. Supreme Court and the decision by the people of the state of Washington really settles probably 99% of the issues that folks will face. There's still an unresolved question of how the anti-discrimination law and the marriage law and the religious freedom protected by the state constitution interact with each other. Separately, of course, there's also the problem that a large majority of states still have not taken the step of putting marriage equality into their law. And so, of course, our people who live here are not only in Washington, they frequently travel to other states where their relationships are not currently respected. And we all have an interest in making sure that our marriages are given the broadest possible legal effect, and in fact, equal legal effect to those of different sex couples.
State Representative Jamie Peterson, I wish you and that large family of yours a happy holiday season.
Thank you very much.